Justin Tucker masturbated in massage places?
What?
What?
That's the story.
Where do you get all this masturbation news before us?
I'm telling you. He played with himself in there. He's being accused of it. He says no. He says he didn't do it.
So you're not allowed to do that.
Robert Kraft?
Yeah, like six different ones, I guess. Robert Kraft went into a place where you're allowed to do it.
That's what they were. You know.
Oh, right.
Right.
Oh, so he's doing it like
Deshaun.
Okay, more
where
Deshaun.
Where you go in and you get a massage, but they were saying basically they made his wiener move around and, you know, kind of flicked it around until the sheet came off of him and then showed his wiener to him. And then they would leave and they'd come back and he had ejaculated.
Okay, that was kind of the kink, is that they didn't want that to happen.
Well,
they didn't want what to happen.
You're saying like the Louis C.K. thing, like watch me, and that's like a kink, and that his is like.
Well, Robert Kraft is like they know everyone is consenting. You know,
it's probably
Robert Kraft went to a whorehouse.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Justin Tucker's,
that's not a kink.
Yeah,
that's just going and getting a whore.
No, Justin Tucker's kink was that they weren't necessarily consenting.
I don't know what his kink was. Ask him. He just went to get a massage, and then they touched his wiener.
But it's hard not to get.
We tried to rub his wiener against their hand while they're giving him a massage.
So that's totally Deshaun, right? That's wasn't that. I didn't read all.
I think
stuff,
he kind of came on to him when they didn't want him to.
Yeah, I read a little bit of the stuff that he was accused of, and it seemed like that was kind of it.
Yeah,
he
kind of used a massage parlor that isn't a whorehouse, like, hey, this is a whorehouse, right? Like that.
Right.
Robert Kraft just went into a whorehouse.
Yeah. When you first said
we got you on tape, leaving a whorehouse. He's like, oh, no.
I thought maybe the Tucker thing when you first said it was like he goes to a massage parlor and he just masturbates. He's, you know, if you don't ask anyone to touch it, if you're not like, hey, look at this, maybe you're even like laying on your stomach and you're, you know, whatever, then is that frowned upon? You know, I don't know. I don't get a lot of massages. And most of the places I've been,
we're just with dudes.
I don't think that's frowned upon. So I don't know. But if you're asking people to look at it and saying, hey, touch it.
He says the allegations of the Baltimore Banner article about me are unequivocally false.
Why wouldn't he just go to a place where they...
I've never
that sort of thing.
Received any complaints from massage therapists, have never been dismissed from massage therapy or body of work. They're saying massage places have banned him.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't want your picture up at the massage parlor place banned. There's got to be a massage parlor. If you're at some high-end spa, there's got to be another massage parlor not that far away that is the not high-end spa where you can present yourself, where they expect you to present yourself. I know that's still illegal, but they're not going to complain about it, right? So, but maybe you're right, Snowcone. Maybe the kink is, no, I want to do it at this high-end spa where it's forbidden, where
that's
it's not allowed. I know, I'm saying maybe that is
but I don't
kink.
Think they're not saying that.
They're not saying that.
They're saying use his wiener to remove the thing.
Right,
you get
right.
Go in, women would touch him, he'd get an erection, and then he'd try to touch it against him. Like, you know, I don't know that he didn't go other places and have sex, too. I don't know, like... It was the only place that he did it. I don't know that it was like... I feel like it was more like Deshaun. Like, he'd hire a masseuse, they'd come in, and he'd get horny. And then he'd act inappropriately towards that.
And at two spas, management said they banned him from returning. That's something. For people who don't know, we're talking about Justin Tucker. Mm-hmm. If you just tuned in. We don't know if any of this stuff is true or not.
Tucker says not.
Tucker denies it.
So. And the women just give, like, their first initial of their name.
And, I mean, you know, if this sort of thing goes to court, then...
And there's been no court, I guess.
Like, is there...
Besides the bidding, there's been no charges filed or anything.
Okay, no charges. Well, yeah, that was my question.
Right.
So...
But he's accused of inappropriate sexual behavior by six massage therapists in the Baltimore area.
Where would you put him on the list of kickers?
The most accurate kicker of all time.
Of all time, he's number one most accurate of all time.
35 is the most accurate kicker in NFL history, converting 89.1% of his field goal attempts.
Does that
he
make
is the
him...
longest tenured player on the Ravens, who was part of the team's Super Bowl champion in 2012.
He's been garbage the last few years, but overall he's the most...
Does that, if you're the most accurate, does that automatically make you the greatest kicker of all time, or are there other things that need to go into play there? Like, I guess longevity of career and how good you are over the...
He's the longest and has the highest...
Yeah, so that
longest,
sounds to me like he'd be...
He's probably one of the tops, for sure.
So this is where I think Laszlo can show off his sports fandom. And just his sports knowledge in general. Growing up in Detroit, there's no reason for Laszlo to be paying any attention to Kansas City. But he did, for some reason. When I met him, he knew stuff about the Royals from when I was a kid and the Chiefs, and it's just because he's a sports fan.
Yeah.
Also, he was kind of a Royals fan at one point.
I liked him.
And the Tigers
like
always
Willie
playing
Wilson,
the Royals.
Yeah.
So, yeah. You said you had a George Brett poster. Or no,
Willie
you had a Willie Wilson poster.
Willie okay, Wilson poster.
So I just saw
I went to a game one time and he hit an inside the park home run when I was a little kid. And I was like, oh my God. So that's why I kind of liked the Royals even when I was little.
Yeah.
I didn't have any reason to. And they were kind of, you know, I hated them when they played the Tigers.
Right.
But, like, I liked those players. And Willie Wilson hitting inside the park home run and me watching was like, what?
Yeah.
I'd never even heard that was a thing.
Seeing it in person would have a special impact. Because I think if you're a little kid and a team is good and there's players on that team that you like, when you're the right age, you're young enough,
right,
you're that
like,
means
well,
something.
Yeah,
that's,
yeah.
That's the only reason I care about the Giants at all.
Was right,
because
yeah.
I was a little kid, and I liked LT and Phil
right,
Sims.
Yep.
And so they put out this thing, the five greatest Chiefs quarterbacks of all time. The five greatest Chiefs quarterbacks of all time.
Tyler Pelka.
So you can throw some names out there, and then we can try to jumble them around and put them in order. But we... It's pretty easy to guess.
Mahomes.
A couple of them.
Lynn Dawson.
At least.
Right. Dawson, Mahomes, Montana.
Trent Green.
Yeah, he's...
Todd Blackledge.
Did not make the list. Nor did David Craig. Dawson, Mahomes, Montana did all make the list.
Yeah.
Green did it.
Trent Green did make the list.
Yeah, okay, so he have four. To be on it. I'm trying to think of
you need
four.
One more.
Alex Smith.
Boom.
Alex
okay.
Smith, nice.
Now, so we've got the names. Mahomes, Montana, Trent Green, Alex Smith, Lynn Dawson. Starting at number five, who would you put in fifth place on that
Alex
list?
Smith.
That probably would have been my guess, too, but they put Trent Green there.
Right, then switch him.
From
Smith and Green.
He played from 2001 to 2006. They were a good team. And we got to go watch them play in the playoffs against the Colts.
No punt game.
Yep, and that's when Lazlo punched an old lady. punched her car.
She deserved it.
Intimidated her. She was in tears. She was definitely scared, and I'm sure she went home.
Maybe she won't do that again.
Told her family.
It was a Saturn, correct?
Yes, it was a Saturn. So luckily it had those plastic panels because they kind of bounced back. I'm serious. It kind of popped back into place. Like, well, good thing she's got that Saturn. So Trent Green, number five. Number four is Alex Smith. 2013 to 2017, they say he's the quarterback that bridged the gap. Mm-hmm. And also four straight playoffs. So very good. And they paid him a lot of money.
Well, now it just depends on it's Chiefs quarterbacks, but are they counting all of Montana's career?
Right.
No.
Because that's it.
Right. Right.
I would think. So then I would say
greatest with
Montana,
the Chiefs.
Dawson,
yeah, great,
Mahomes.
Greatest, I think they're saying, for the Chiefs in their time with the Chiefs,
okay,
how important were
Montana,
they?
Montana, Dawson, Mahomes.
Yeah. Montana's number three. Back-to-back playoffs. It was brief, but boy, were those. You can only imagine, Lazlo. As a kid. I know, but imagine as a Chiefs fan. Everything that I'd seen up to that point, and then they're like, hey, and I obviously knew who Joe Montana was, and when there were talks that they were going to get him, because not only did they get Joe Montana, they went and got Marcus Allen at the same time, and the way that they did that was like, Marty Schottenheimer was going to get Marcus Allen wanted out, right? Marcus Allen invented,
which was a reason for the rivals.
The reason for free agency, so Marty kept coming to him, and he's like, look, I know it's a lot different than where you've grown up and where you've been playing, but we're going to get Joe Montana. We're going to get Joe Montana. Mm. So that's how it happened. And, of course, the Bills stopped them in that AFC championship so that the Bills could go lose another Super Bowl. Lynn Dawson, number two, 1963 to 1975, multiple AFL championships, and, of course, he won Super Bowl four? Does that sound right? Yeah, he won a Super Bowl. Super Bowl four. And then number one, Chiefs quarterback all time, Steve Bono. So you guys
Elvis.
Guessed it. Gerbach.
Gerbach.
Yeah. I liked Elvis.
Yeah, all around the same time. You liked
all-time
Elvis?
All-time favorite Chief.
Yeah? He was a Michigan guy, right?
He was. And Derek Alexander. I like both those guys.
Yeah. Yeah. They were not, I don't know.
They were good players.
Our team, the Chiefs.
Derek Alexander was a good player.
Absolutely. And the Chiefs were, in my mind,
until
they got really bad, I thought that they were like a good team.
Todd Collins was a Michigan guy? Lots of Michigan guys.
I was a Michigan guy. But like Steve Bono was.
Mike Gannon today?
Dave Craig even had a pretty good run. Steve the Berg even had a pretty good run.
Steve the Berg didn't play in Michigan.
Oh, well, yeah, but he did play at Tampa Bay, and you love those uniforms, so I just thought that counts.
Yeah, they really get paid for this.
You believe this shit?
The Church of Laszlo.
Amen, brother.
98.9 The Rock.
So, a woman in the UK is in trouble. She got in a little bit of trouble. She's pleaded guilty to pursuing a course of conduct amounting to harassment.
Okay.
I don't know if that's a law that we have over here.
Sounds right.
But she's in a relationship. They break up. Her ex starts dating someone new. And it would appear that Rhiannon, does not like her ex's new girlfriend.
Okay.
His new significant other. So, I've heard of stuff like that before, right? Maybe you're going to mess with that person. Personally, don't do it. As Laszlo and sure. I said earlier, be better than that.
Yeah,
dead. Third idea, just stop. But I know people do it. I've never heard of someone doing what this woman did, though. And it is extremely childish, and I could see how over time it would get annoying. But I can't imagine that it's illegal, especially, like, if it's going to be illegal, I think you'd have to do it about 1,000 times.
Evan, a 25-year-old woman from North Wales who recently found herself in hot water. Rhiannon pleaded guilty to harassment after sending a series of fart videos to her boyfriend's ex-partner, Deborah Prethuk. According to prosecutors, Rhiannon sent not one, not two, but seven videos of herself breaking wind over the course of a few days. The recipient, Deborah, was understandably not amused. In a victim statement, she expressed how the videos caused her distress and anxiety and made her feel unsafe in her own home.
What?
The magistrates didn't take the case lightly. Rhiannon was ordered to complete 15 rehabilitation sessions, undergo 60 days of alcohol abstinence monitoring,
what?
And pay one...
She got in all this trouble. What did he say? Seven fart videos over the course of 3 days? That's not a ton of fart videos. Also... You felt unsafe in your own home? And, I mean, they don't show the videos, but they describe the videos.
Man.
I feel like I've seen similar videos
paid for them. Well, tell us what they are.
Well, she would put the phone to her bottom, and then she...
Like, was it a bare bottom?
They don't say. But it just says that the camera is held up to her bottom, and then she... I feel like if it was her bare ass, they would have said, right?
Okay.
But they said that she puts the camera up to her bottom... And then she farts, and then in some of the videos, she puts the camera up to her bottom. It sounds like maybe she's lifting her legs up a little bit, and she farts into the camera, and she's smiling, and then she moves the camera to her face to show herself smiling. I don't know, there's something about a woman farting in a camera and smiling at me that doesn't make me feel unsafe. It doesn't make me feel...
She's farting, like on her phone that she's going to hold to her face?
Yeah, it's a fart. They called it fart selfies.
Yeah.
And this is BBC.
I would think... You think she's unwell?
Exactly. But, well, her lawyer says she is.
But I don't think she's going to break into my house or anything. I don't think that's next.
No.
I think there's steps before that. But I would be like, hey, this girl's unwell.
Yes. Hey, your ex has sent me seven videos of herself farting into a camera. Right.
I would just post them on Instagram. Say,
sure, there's a...
Post them on Instagram and be like, this is her.
Yeah.
My ex's... My boyfriend's ex-girlfriend sends me these.
Right.
I'll post them here. I would start a whole...
You start OnlyFans.
Well, not only that, I would start its own Instagram page.
Yeah.
My boyfriend's ex's videos. And wow, you're going to get millions of followers.
Yeah. And maybe she'll be embarrassed. Maybe she won't. But I've seen enough of those stories over here about someone who is being harassed forever. They're being stalked. And then something bad happened, and they always say, why couldn't... You knew that this person, this stalker, was going to hurt this person. Why couldn't you do something? And the cops always say, because there was never any explicit threat. Yeah, he was calling a million times a day. Maybe he was cussing. Maybe he was calling and hanging up.
That's like Russell's letter that
he got. Right. Mm-hmm. And they say, like, but, you know, it's not, there's no explicit threat. I cannot imagine that if those guys that you see in those documentaries don't get in trouble after months, sometimes years, of harassment and calls and leaving notes on underneath your windshield wiper... Farting in a camera seven times, that's it? That's too much? I don't want to live in a world where you can't send seven fart videos over the course of 3 days without legal repercussions. Now, I understand I'm going to be judged, and I understand people might be concerned about my mental well-being, and that's reasonable. But I think it just shows, it's another example of why America... is the greatest country in the world, because
we might get in trouble here
for seven fart videos.
I feel like
after all the stuff that these people talk about with their stalkers,
and then we'd be outraged about it. But I feel like this lady wasn't famous. I feel like if somebody sent that to Miley Cyrus, we might be in trouble.
Okay, celebrities sending stuff to celebrities, I do feel like they get kind of special treatment. Like, hey. This guy's, because they do...
What if they send it to you? I want everyone to send them to you.
Well, I saw this
men
girl.
Men and women. I want them to just start sending you those videos.
They described the videos, and, you know, she is smiling. It's not like she's saying, I'm going to kill him.
Fast 989 on Instagram. Just DM him.
Yeah.
Pictures of you doing that. I'd love to see it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, anyhow, she suggested that she wanted to send these fart videos because she felt that her partner was being treated unfairly. Mm. I guess she thought that the new woman wasn't good enough for her partner. It was purely malicious. She was smirking throughout the videos, found it hilarious, as a matter of fact, but the victim did not. When I say woman fart video, does every guy have that same video in their memory?
I don't. No, that I don't have video? A video at all. Well,
you remember like the horse one that you talked about?
Yeah, I remember that one, sure.
You don't remember the cake fart one?
No.
I know we watched it together.
Mm-hmm.
You don't remember her?
Mm-mm.
They acted like it was going to be the next big thing, cake farts. You don't remember that? And there was only ever just the one video. I kept coming back, refreshing.
When's the last time you went to it?
Oh, years. I knew that they weren't going to make any more after a few years. I mean, it was just the one video. You definitely saw it.
I don't remember it.
It's like if I say, hey, just imagine two girls and they've only got one cup.
Yeah.
You know that.
I know
right.
It is.
Yeah. We definitely watched that one together.
A lot.
A lot of times. You kept making us watch it in the
studio. I was just shocked that I got an erection.
I know. Which
it
I guess.
It was shocking to me. Like, why? What's wrong with me?
Dear God.
Why?
Why'd you
but
do this to me? And that's how I felt reading the story, because when they got to the part about she held it to her bottom, she farted and she smiled in the camera.
And you got an erection?
Not necessarily, but I felt that feeling of, oh.
I'd like to see this video.
Say more. Is there a video? Yeah. I certainly didn't feel unsafe.
98.9 The Rock. Your home for the Church of Laszlo. The Church of Laszlo.